It's springtime. We're finally starting to get the temps up a little bit. It's getting nice out. Time to get outside. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. So we're talking about getting out and walking today, right, Janisa?
Yeah, we know spring is in full bloom. We are finally getting some warm weather, and you can feel the sun shining, which is nice.
I love it.
And Kevin, have you noticed more people out and about lately?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially there was a couple days earlier this week where it was 70, and you could just tell there's like a buzz outside, you know?
Yeah. And those of us that have been hibernating all winter long, we're finally getting outside.
Right.
And you remember back in January when we talked about resolutions?
Yeah.
For many of us, spring is a reminder that summer is right around the corner. So a lot of people are getting back to their fitness goals now. And, you know, why not jump in and take advantage of this wave of motivation and let's go with it. So, Kevin, what are your thoughts on walking? Do you think it's a great exercise or not really worth it?
I think it's easier than running. But I think anytime you're moving is good, right?
Exactly. You know, walking is one of the most underrated forms of exercise. All we want is movement, more movement, because we've been so sedentary. And for you, do you prefer walking outside or using a treadmill?
I prefer outside because of the fresh air. And then you sometimes get the change in like the landscape of the ground. So you're not just doing the same thing like on the treadmill.
Yes, same here. You know, I love the fresh air, the sun exposure. And, you know, being in nature also gives you that nice ambiance too. But, you know, the treadmill will get the job done when we can't get outside. So we can utilize both.
Yeah.
And we know that walking will help with our weight goals, whether you want to maintain your weight or go down. So let's play our true or false walking edition.
All right.
All right. First one. You need to walk for an hour to boost your mood.
An hour seems long. I'm going to say false.
False. Yeah. Walking for just 10 minutes can regulate your nervous system. So if you're sad or angry, taking a walk will help to lift your spirits.
Nice.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, it's just that short amount of time. That is really interesting.
And that's doable. And do you know anyone with anxiety or depression?
Yeah, I think everyone sort of has a different level of that, you know?
Yeah, mental health issues are on the rise, and walking regularly can be a great way to manage them. Next one. Walking does not affect blood sugar.
I'm going to say true.
False.
Oh.
Yeah. When we walk, we use the sugar in our blood as energy. So walking will help manage our blood sugar levels.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Next one. Walking affects our gut. And I mean digestive system.
I'm going to say that's true. That seems true.
Oh, yeah. You know, when we walk, it stimulates our intestines to get moving. And you know, I love to talk about poop. So... if you're struggling in that area, get your steps in.
Right. Get everything regular again. The nice weather is here. We've had a couple beautiful days this week and everyone's starting to get outside. So every Thursday we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD. And today we're talking about the benefits of walking, Janisa.
Oh, yeah. We're going to continue on with our true or false, our walking edition. So next one. True or false? Walking can improve heart health.
True.
True. You know, remember that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. So by prioritizing walking, we can protect our hearts. Next one. Walking affects our bone health.
I'm going to say that is true.
True. As we age, our bones lose density. So walking helps to slow down that process, which is good.
And I would think that, you know, running can sometimes take a toll on your bones and your joints and stuff, but walking is probably a little bit easier on your body.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're just starting off, walking is also going to be a really great exercise too.
Yeah.
Next one. The more we walk, the more benefits we get.
True.
True. And how many steps do you think we need each day?
So I've always heard the 10,000 mark. I try to like get close to that. I don't quite hit 10,000 every day.
Yeah, and 10,000 steps is a wonderful goal. Some people hit it if you can, that's great. But really, the benefits actually start at around the 4,500 mark.
Oh.
So yeah, this means you can gradually work your way up to 10,000. And you know, if you hit 7,000 or 5,000, that's totally fine too. Like, don't beat yourself up if you don't hit exactly 10,000, right?
Right. I feel like you can build on it as you go.
Exactly. And have you ever used your phone to track your steps?
Yeah, I've done that before with friends too, like where you can almost like challenge each other.
Oh yeah, that's fun. That's a really great way to keep up with the motivation and just to make it into a fun game.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Now, if you have a sedentary job, you know, it's a little tricky. You need to get creative and try to add moments of walking throughout your day. And how do you get your steps in, Kevin?
So I try to walk around the building a lot. I try to take the stairs. There's a walking club here with our coworkers that go out every day at 1 and walk around the building. So that's a neat thing that we have. And then once the weather gets nice, I like to try to play golf like on the weekends in the morning and walk instead of taking the cart, because I feel like that's something that's I'm active, it's fun, and I'm still getting the steps in.
Excellent. I love the fact that you mentioned your steps at work and then also outside of work, because you want to have an overall idea of what you're going to do, you know, at work and when you're not there. So that's great.
Yeah.
Another thing, you know, you can do is if you're picking up your kids from school, you can take a quick walk around the block before you get home. Those are ways to just kind of sneak in steps throughout your day.
That's a good idea.
And did you know that walking can actually add years to our life?
Oh, yeah. I believe it, because I feel like it just keeps you healthy and active.
Exactly. And you know, also a better quality of life too, because our bodies are not meant to sit all day. You know, the saying is true, if you don't use it, you lose it. This is true for all ages, from the youngest to the oldest. So we actively have to try to move throughout our day. So as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
I'm currently sitting in the studio chair right now, so I feel like I have to walk around the studio a couple times once we end here the segment here.
Yes, get your steps in.
Right, get those steps in. I got to get up there. All right, Janice Amarte, registered dietitian and nutritionist, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Kevin.